Good morning, Luke. I just read through the summary of The Invention of Capitalism, how a self-sufficient peasantry was whipped into industrial wage slaves. Yeah, it's pretty good. There's a lot of things in there I want to review, and especially the references to Adam Smith's direct coterie of fake capitalists who are really imperialists. There was one thing, though, that struck me, which is that the author is sort of confused and mixing up the two opposing currents, humanist and oligarchical, in Britain, and not differentiating the battle. So he plucks people like Daniel Defoe or William Temple, who are part of the Leibnizian networks, who wanted industrialization for a very different reason than the people who were around Smith, who really didn't even want industrialization at all, right? They just wanted to, they knew that they couldn't turn it around, so they wanted to just pervert it. And anyway, the author has that mistake, so it's good to be aware of that. I'm sure you probably caught that too. A lot of these people come up in Graham Lowry's work. So that's it. But thanks for sharing that, and definitely worth looking more into. Take care.